It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky.
Goofer, Goofer.
Good evening.
Hello. Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And over the next hour and a bit, and it is an hour and a bit, and it's an unspecified bit.
Yeah.
It might be an hour and 59. I don't know. And 59 seconds.
No.
But you can expect to hear music from The Needles, The Quakes, Sub, Slide Shaker, Valdez and The Loose Screws. We've also got a word of the week that you hear in just a second. We've got our MySpace comments. We've got Podcast Alley comments. You've got a twat, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got news about Concrete Jungle. We've also got news about a Bleach boy doing the London Marathon.
Really?
That's quite exciting, yeah.
Nice, nice.
He's
going to
punk his way around it. And there's news on the cricket. We've got a poetry corner. We've got a poetry corner, man, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got news about my impending gig. I'm calling it impending gig in Bahrain.
Scary biscuits.
There's some stuff about Kathmandu's coming in next week.
Right.
And Ruby Breastnut is back.
Thankfully.
With Pisces and Aries in the nick of time, since we're towards the end of Aries already. And there's also news about her Aries snatch. You see what I've done there?
See, I like it, yeah.
But at the moment, we're listening to The Needles.
We are.
We are listening to The Needles right now. And the first track tonight is from The Needles.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, I know.
You couldn't have planned it much better.
I couldn't. I don't think I could.
No.
But our word of the week is actually, it's a phrase of the week. And it's coming from Adam. Thank you very much, Adam.
Okay.
It's Fair Duster. As in F-A-I-R.
Fair Duster.
You're Fair Duster. Oh, you're a Fair Duster.
That's nice.
Oh, you're a bit camp.
For people who can dust quite well.
What? I thought,
Fair Duster.
He's a Fair Duster, yeah. Yeah, and I suppose if you are the kind of fella that dusts, you probably are a bit camp. So,
yeah.
What he actually said was, it's people who are a bit Tony. But you're all
what?
Rugged and manly now.
Yeah, manly, handsome. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Bearded. Sex
no.
cardigan.
Where's the beard then?
Well, it's a little bit stubbly.
A little bit stuck. You've got no.
This is as good as it gets. This is not a beard.
This knows as it gets. You get great big merkins on your face.
Merkins.
You get a merkin on.
Big lamb chops.
You get a big brown merkin going on to contrast with your slightly odd orange hair.
Yeah. Maybe I'll change it to black and red.
I'll get
the boot polish out.
I think you should.
Really?
Yeah. Once you've had black and red, you don't go back in bed or something. Yeah. You stay up forever.
Cool.
I've been on one. Right, so first song then. Needles.
All
right. Right, Needles, Tone.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Needles.
No. MySpace.com/ Needles UK.
Oh.
Needles UK, mate.
Or Needle Suck.
Needle suck, yeah. The Smears didn't like that, did they?
Oh, what a fucking surprise that is.
How come your website's called Smears Suck? Fucking men.
La.
Oh, and we have got a bit of biff as well. Yeah, so this is from In Search of the Needles. Now, The Needles have got a new single out, but I can't remember which one it is.
Brilliant.
But we're playing a track. We listened to this album last night, didn't we? And
yes.
As soon as you heard the first track, you went, it's got to be the first track. And I went, no, look, this is what all bloody people do, is they get something sent through, they hear the first track, go, that'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear the whole lot. We heard the whole lot, and first track.
There you
great.
Go.
Has to be.
Tony wins.
So this track is called Let You Down. I wonder who this could be about. It's got a great start as well.
Right.
Hasn't it? It's got that. In fact, I'm going to start it now.
Okay.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is a freakish start.
Ooh.
What's going to happen?
Don't know.
Hold
scared.
On. I don't remember them being an electronic band. What is this? Kraftwerk? What's going on? Ah!
If I was the last
What a start.
They won't let us down, though.
They won't let us down, and they don't. They don't let you down with this album.
We
they will be on our, they're on our top friends already. So that's good. They're easy to find, and one less thing for me to do.
Nice.
They've got a new single out as well, so make sure you visit their page. Have a listen to that. Buy stuff by the needles, basically. Right, MySpace.
Don't just buy needles.
Don't just buy needles, no. No, just get used ones from the park.
Next to the dog shit. It's fine.
Yeah,
play with it, it's fine.
Get the needles from Dog's Island. Hey?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter then.
Okay.
I took you, fair duster.
It's a fair duster.
MySpace latest comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Excellent way to get in touch with us. You're not ever keen on MySpace, are you, Tony?
No. I believe I do proclaim often, fuck MySpace.
I have heard you say before, fuck MySpace.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes a little louder than that. Sometimes with a strange high pitch. Fuck MySpace! Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I love MySpace.
I hate it.
Is great.
It's crap.
And our latest comments, MySpace comments, are a very good way for you,
me,
punky listeners, to get in touch with us, me and Tone. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Here comes the first one. Hey, Tony, can you do a Turkish accent?
No.
I can't either. I might have to do this in Italian. Hey, Paul and Tony. I've heard about you from a live broadcaster technician friend of mine. That's why I added you as a Turkish batty. Was a Turkish battle.
I don't know.
Awesome show, guys. We love you. And that's from Esin or Essin. Essin or Esin.
Right.
I don't know. Let's call the whole thing off. But thank you very much, Essin or Esin.
Cool.
We have some Turkish listeners. Respect. Respect to the buffer zone between East and West. Respect to
respect
it.
Respect to it. I love their delight.
Do you?
Yes.
I can't stand an opal.
Really?
Geography jokes.
Dear Dr. Cox and Tony Hearn.
Yes.
TCW, what's that mean?
Don't know.
Dear Dr. Cox and Tony Hearn, TCW, I've been watching the new Robin Hood show every week, desperately searching for your expertly styled hairdos, but so far haven't seen anything. Can you have a word with the sheriff and see if he'll let you do a cameo? Peg Leg Pete.
Nice.
No, we can't have a word with the sheriff. Why do you think we're hiding in the punky
exactly.
bunker?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we haven't got any merry men to sort us out.
No, it's just us.
No.
No berry men work around here.
We're no. there's some quite unhappy ones. Your fanny smells like yeast.
Does it?
Trumpet
it's
Harry.
Like that.
Thank you very much, Trumpet Harry. I'm sure it does.
I'm sorry.
Cat Mantra's coming in next week, Tone.
Who?
Cat Mantra.
Okay.
Lead singer of Mantra 2.
Right.
And Friend to the Ants.
Friend to the Ants.
And he's from the West Midlands.
Cat's a friend to the ants.
He's, yeah. Mm. Hey.
They would have thought
well,
that.
Yeah, because they eat spiders, didn't they?
Ah,
they're helping out.
Of course.
The ant is the cat's natural friend. Of course.
Oh, God.
It all makes so much sense now.
Oh, you
but,
see, it's
but
fine.
He's from the West Midlands, so
all
here
right.
goes. All right, you fucking punky
all
fuckers.
Right.
I'm fucking looking forward to fucking coming to record a fucking show with you on April the fucking 16th. And I'm bringing two fucking elements with me. it's on me fucking bonkers. Oh, Charlie Lee missed out on the lazy excellent drummy fucker. Anyway, God bless Cat Mantra. P.S. The G doesn't work on the keyboard. Hang on, it fucking did then. Fuck, Cat Mantra.
That's very confusing, isn't it?
He's in next week, yeah.
Okay, he's in next week.
Yeah.
And
Punky.
He's a cat. Is he a cat? I like cats. Is
Do
he a
you?
Cat?
No, he's a fella.
Oh.
What do you think we can do next week? Have Tiddles in?
Yeah. It stops us pissing around the place.
Punky, the saviour... There's more about Cat Mantra a bit. Punky, the saviour of my open brackets, in close brackets, sanity. It's been so busy I haven't had time to comment. At least now I have a moment to stop in and thank you for giving me my fix every week. Fucking twats. Kayla.
Oh,
the Kayla
sweet.
Conspiracy
Kayla
back
conspiracy.
In the house. We did wonder where she'd gone.
Jacksonville, was it?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Slow-mo pogo for life.
Hey.
Take it from me, a self-confessed Tony wannabe. You guys
hey.
Rock.
Everyone wants to be me.
Who would think that two Brit smacktards could be so inspirational? I've been a fan of the show for just over a year, and each show inspires so much that I grabbed two of my fellow paintballers, and we started our very own show as well. Always plagiarising.
Always plagiarising.
Much respect from another invading South African. We're worse than the Canardinans, the land where Jay Bones and his crew rule. Wean a dog. Not South African isn't very good. Otherwise,
well, you know what?
I would have tried that in South African. In fact, refugees, take it from me, a self-confessed Tony wannabe. You guys rock. Who would think the two Brits smectards... Oh, I can't do it. It's gone
no,
on. Well,
it's, good. It's not bad, though.
Hey, it started off all right.
It's all right.
They normally do. I don't like Sponge either. No long story for me, though. They're just shit. That's from Eddie Hitler.
Nice.
Thank you, Eddie. And there's a second one on here as well. Also from Eddie Hitler.
Okay.
I think you should put the PC World porn in the Punky Radio Gallery. Just the bird, though, please. No, let's just bung the fella in.
Let's bring the fella in with his Eddie heart-shaped Hitler. Cushion covering his cock.
God, I don't remember seeing that picture. You must have kept that one for yourself.
Did you see it? I see it every time I close my eyes. Oh, it pinches the back of my eyelids.
I see it every time I'm alone.
Podcast Which Alley. Often these days.
Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley. I've got those.
Tell me all about it, Harry Winston.
What? Okay.
Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
Who the fuck's Harry Winston?
Marilyn Monroe says, talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
Exactly like that?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Is that what Cartman was based on?
Fuck, I've done loads of impressions. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, his head was modelled on one of her breasts.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it so far this month,
then
please do.
There's 3 million of you now, apparently.
Exactly, yeah. We should be pissing this now.
We'll have that later on.
Get a punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. There's an important please vote for us link, and please do. Hit the link, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
And we're doing quite well. We're in the top 30.
Are we?
But that's Soupy Twatto.
Oh, we're still at number 2 in comedy.
Yeah.
No, music, sorry.
Thanks to Soupy Twatto.
Soupy
yeah.
Twatto.
Soupy Twatto, the cheat.
Is it about soup?
No.
Yeah. So it's not actually that clever, then, is it?
No. Not as clever as Punky, which is about punk.
But vote for us anyway.
It does exactly what it says on the tree.
It's about punk, and it's kind of like a radio show.
Yeah.
It's Punky Radio.
It's Punky Radio. Well, you're clever.
Punky what? You don't know what Punky is?
No.
We'll listen and find out.
We just
out.
Told you.
It's smarter than your average bear, L Train the Third.
Thank you, L Train the Third. You are, of course, correct.
Is that Elliot?
Elliot.
I love you guys. You're the best.
Yes, we are.
I listened to you for ages on my 24-hour coach journey to Spain.
Wow.
You made me smile on my trip. Thanks. That's from Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. I'm glad we kept you entertained.
And I'm still not doing your website for you.
Is that him talking or you talking?
That's me talking.
He's 14. He should know all about it. He's probably hacked
exactly.
into NASA by now.
Much better than I am.
Beg pardon.
Lazy kids.
Lazy
yeah, another
kids.
Vote for the show that justifies my purchase of headphones to wear while at work.
Hey.
From your pal, the Eclectic Mix podcast.
Thank you. And do listen to Eclectic Mix. It's great.
It's eclectic.
We love Eclectic Mix.
Another one. It's eclectic and it's a bit of a mix.
Well, yeah. It's good.
Rockability.
Rockability. Down, 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 down. Sorry.
Punky rocks like no effects on speed.
Wow, that's fast.
That's fast, isn't it? We're not that fast.
No.
We're a bit slow nowadays. Slow-mo pogoing going around the world. Keep up the good work, Sexy Tony and Paul.
Biff, should this be in Scouse? Read it again. Read it in Scouse.
Read it in
Scouse. Go on, just try.
I can't do it.
Just try and do it.
I can't
try
do it. I can't do Scouse.
Do it.
Can't.
Just try it.
Offend all my Liverpudlian
fans. No, just do it. They won't, because the fact you can't do it will mean that they'll know that you don't really want to. Just give it a go, man. It'd be funny. Come on.
Punky rocks, like, I can't do it.
Just, hey.
Hey.
Come on.
No.
Come in.
No.
Punky fucking rocks. Right.
You do it.
No.
Right,
I always have
then.
To do it.
Well, you're better doing it than me.
It's my mate, Brendan Riley, who is at Woollybacks wedding this Saturday. Have a good wedding, Bren. I hope it goes all right.
Cool. Late. Who cares if the show is late?
I do.
That just means you took a bit longer to make it better for
yes,
the listeners.
Did.
That is the case, eh, boys?
Of course.
That's why Graham.
Graham.
Is that I, Graham? Graham Beach?
Graham.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? See, that's
I
another
I
scout opportunity.
The Grahams, you see.
There's so many Grahams around.
Yeah.
There's nearly as many
yeah.
as there are Allens. It's like trying to find a pork chop.
Love you. Never, never stop. That's from the Word Hall.
Never stop. Oh, I've done Echo and the Bunnymen now. I'm loving this. I love the Word Hall.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's quite a claim right there.
It isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. I love her.
Aww. This one, every single word is short, but every single word's got an exclamation mark on it. Punky.
Punky.
Radio. Rocks.
Yes.
Like a psychotic geologist. That's a Mike E.
Thank you, Mikey. What, is that your key or my key?
Mine.
Oh, it's your key. Mm. What's your key? If your key can vote for us...
My keys are fantastic.
Why can't the rest of the listeners?
And finally, uniting
and finally,
fans.
And bands
well,
across the lands.
My favourite piss mops. How are you?
We're all right.
I'm doing great. I recently made friends with another Punky fans. With another Punky fans. With other Punky fans.
Ooh.
Alan and Chantel. Ooh. You two cunt busters are truly uniting fans and bands
you
across
buster.
The lands. Ding, 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 ding.
No, I was doing Blockbuster.
Asiago Ghostbusters.
You, hey, that's because you like Dirty Dancing.
Well, I have had the time of my life. But hey, who's put my baby in the corner?
I have, and I've trodden on it as well.
I would submit to you that there'd be a decree that any fairy duster
Ooh.
Who doesn't love Punky be boiled in his own pudding with a steak of holly through his heart.
Ooh.
Your avid fan Sexton can.
That's quite a festive death.
Holly, that, you've got to put some force in it for that.
Holly through the heart,
holly through
and
the
you're
heart.
To blame. You give Christmas a bad name.
Fuck Christmas.
Fuck Christmas.
Fuck Christmas.
We should have done a Fuck Christmas Easter special, shouldn't we?
We should have done.
We've done fuck all about Easter.
We should have painted a Christmas song.
Oh, eggs.
At Easter.
Yeah, that was close.
Blimey, we just got away with that, didn't we? So, he says fairy duster. Is it fair duster or fair duster? I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well.
I'm going with fair duster. It's a bit like fair dodger. Which reminds me of my baby's arm joke. I'll maybe do that later on.
Okay. Excellent. That's the podcast, Ali Comments.
Well done. Next song.
Or this week.
Because we've waffled on a bit. Oh, fucking hell. All right, next song. This is from the Quakes. Now, I love the Quakes. I bought their first album when it came out, circa 1988. And they're still going now. They're still brilliant. And we've played a couple of tracks off here before. We played Asshole in the Express Lane. Do you remember when we did that about bad drivers?
No.
Yeah, we played that fantastic one. There's another couple that are great as well. Tearing Up My World we play as well. Great album called PsyOps. Make sure you check out the Quakes. They will be on our top friends in MySpace this week. Tony, what I want to know is... I haven't changed the... it's all right, it's here. What I want to know is, what is the Quakes website?
Thequakes.com.
Get in!
Is it?
One all. Huh. It's one all.
I'm waking up.
This is the first track from the album, Tony. This is Nothing to Say. Let's rock! Was very good. I don't think I mentioned I don't think I mentioned the beds we were using before that song was the Cemetery Surfers. All the beds on the show, obviously, are on our MySpace Top Friends. And as of a fortnight's time, we'll be having some new beds on.
You set a date for that,
as of a fortnight's time. I'm going to make myself do it, yeah. I'm going to make myself do it.
Wow.
Right, Tone, I've got some business.
You've got some business?
Oh, is it?
Oh, lovely.
Business. Whose quarters is jacket? I'm just going to read this out and see if you can work out what it's all about. Oh. Welcome to Vomit. Our first night is Wednesday the 11th of April, and then every second Wednesday of the month thereafter. Cheap booze and great music all fucking night. This will be the only alternative night in Southend where only punk, psychobilly, hardcore, ska and metal is on the agenda. So I can guarantee there will be no indie or emo or the like. It's not discrimination. It's time Southend had a real alternative night somewhere where the drink is cheap and the music fucking ace. And that time is now. And that's at the Royal in Southend, and they'll be on our Top Friends this week. So it's actually from where we are now. The first one's tomorrow night.
Right.
But we've only just got the information. But if you are in the Southend area ever,
yeah,
go down and check out Vomit and do a review of it and send it in to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. I want this thing to work. I think it's great.
It's called Fantastic. Vomit, and it's got Vomit. Cheap drinks.
Cheap drinks, Vomit.
You can see it going.
Great music. And the song on their profile is Radioactive Kid by the Meatules. And the geezer who runs it, where he says people are like the meat and all that, he's got cramps, demented. I go, Meatules. Geezer site be legend.
Nice.
Yeah, so look, let's just hope it works. I really hope it works. That would be brilliant. Now, Bleach Boys, right? I got a strange message from John from the Bleach Boys, who was very pleased that we played I Married a Lesbian Sex Commando last week. Here he goes. Our drummer, who works as a drug counsellor in prison, what a job, is running the London Marathon in a couple of weeks to raise money for a drug council charity. Any chance of a plug for him? Yes. You know, if anyone wants to sponsor him, drop us a note, we can give them the details. If you can plug him, I'll get the full details for you to air.
Oh, blimey.
I'll plug him. Or wire, as it's a podcast. John, and these are the details. The charity is rapt.org.uk. rapt.org.uk. And to sponsor Sean, I can tell our listeners, and I will do, to go to justgiving.com/ Sean Jeff, which is spelled SEANJEFF. Justgiving.com/SEANJEFF. The bugger has already tapped Uzzler up, by the way. That is the band he's on about now. Not me looking to get you to put your hands in your pockets. Yeah, we're not going to. For this will be the best thing to encourage him. We'd like him to get round. So if you can spare a few quid, make sure that you go to those sites and sponsor Sean.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right, Tom.
Okay. Is a twat. If you have a twat,
you said that like it was fucking Jack and Ori.
Is a twat. And Steve is a twat. I hope you're sitting comfortably on the bus or wherever you might be in the world. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. More importantly, where they're from, but more importantly, email me. Because I haven't got many twats left.
Oh dear.
The wooding low, it's a bit dry. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Okay, this week's is from Heifer. Gooper, Gooper, I have a nomination for a twat of the week. It's called is a twat. Come on.
That's a point.
My head of year, Mr. Right. Milne.
Uh-oh, teacher.
Poor teachers.
Poor teachers. It's so hard.
We should talk about that.
We will.
Firstly, he looks like Mr. Incredible, but he also happens to confiscate my fags and get me into as many after schools as possible. Is that what they call detention nowadays?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably not allowed to call it detention because it upsets the kids too much.
Right, yeah. Kids. Teachers. Grr. I believe he could possibly be the biggest fucktard on the face of this emo-infested earth.
Yeah, well, I'd fuck the CD player.
He... Oh. Great. I'll be charged for that, fucker.
No, you won't. I haven't done it. It's knackered.
He even confiscated my iPod when I played Punky. Full whack in class. I wonder why.
It needs some WD-40.
So please help me rise... What, his iPod or his class or Punky?
Clearly, when your iPod goes wrong, WD-40. Or if it's a wooden iPod, linseed oil.
So please help me rise a cult army to wipe this Smactardian felcher from the globe.
Crikey.
From Heifer. P.S. Tony, tell Paul to burn his kitten blood diary. I don't think he's got a kitten blood diary.
I haven't. What's he talking about?
I don't know. Right, you ready?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Hang on. Right then. Yep.
So Mr. Milne from Bishop Stortford, Hertfordshire,
is a twat.
Stortford posse. Stortford, let's say near Ems.
Yes. I think she's actually from that, Bishop Stortford.
She's from that there, from Bishop that Stortford. There,
It's all south to me.
It's all
near London.
It's all the south tone.
Yeah.
Next song.
Okay.
I'm going to get in with the next song. Oh, yeah, I am. I'm
quite relaxed.
I'm going to say, I can tell. I'm going to save my concrete jungle news for the commercial break we'll do next. This is Sub. Now, some of our Carnarvon friends are already familiar with Sub. I know that Chantel was after Sub information and was very pleased that we actually got some. quite odd, really. She was quite surprised. She was expecting abuse. I know I was having an off day. Yeah. This is from their latest album called The Motions, which came out last year. And the track is called A Little More of Chomsky, A Little Less of You and Me. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Sub's website?
Subband.com.
Subcentral.com. It's probably being internet to Tony One. And this is A Little More of Chomsky.
You really need to have a brutal mind. It's a war against evolution. But quite clearly, prophets are so much higher in their minds.
Then you might understand the consequences. You couldn't get a hold on.
Is a cracking opening to an album.
Yes,
there's no way around it. And the Sub album, it's interesting, isn't it, because they do, there's kind of a punk song and a ska song and a punk song and a ska song all the way through it.
Yeah,
it's time to sell out.
So that's called The Motions.
That is called The Motions. Mm. And
we were going through that last night.
We were going through that last night. Yeah. Now, Tone, have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy yet?
I've been a bit busy.
I've been away. I've been very busy in a way also.
Yeah.
But I find the time to have a look at our sponsors' pages.
Okay.
Even though you're the man that should be looking at them, because you're the bloke who knows what it's all
just
about.
Just because I'm the man.
Anyway, I have managed to get this down to make some sense now. GoDaddy.com are very kind sponsors, are a web services provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting.
Oh,
Budding Tonys, I'm saying Budding Tonys, get on there, you can podcast, man, it's alright. You've got Tony's Bud, you'll have Tony's Budding pretty soon, I reckon.
No.
They might talk a bit funny. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and as we know, Neil McCallion, who is the man responsible for us doing Punky, has ordered stuff through GoDaddy and said it's a great service. Now, there are also two codes. If you type in the order code Punky1 into the space provided when you make your order, you get an additional 10% off. That's Punky1.
Punky1, yeah.
Which is the number one. Or number two. If you're in the UK, there's an additional code, Punky2, the number two. Number two. This entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And why is it good for people in the UK, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Yeah, that is entirely correct. So I'm now going to pause this, and I'm now going to play this. It's Clito with her latest horoscope.
It's bat time.
This might be the best one she's done.
Really?
I love it.
Okay.
I hate when a drunk horse knocks me flat on my titties. Oh dear. Time again for the horoscope with the Clito, the non-clairvoyant, and her kitty, 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 bang. The gatekeeper of all bad spirits. Of course. Oh dear, Paul and Tony of the Punky Radio. I've been out smoking like a drunken whore and drinking like a drunken, sunken fish. Speaking of fish, it's the Pisces month, and it's the Aries. We're going to have to hurry it up here because the Clito forgot she had to pull her head out of her ass. Now, Paul claims to fence me because of my genius pussy star snatch. Speaking of snatch, and claims to ignore my personality, oh dear, because of otherwise, what the hell are we talking about? Of course, we got to talk about Aries and Pisces, don't we? I only have only under 2 minutes now, don't I? Oh, it's so rubbish! Okay, now, Pisces this month, you're going to have a very complicated month because you have to hurry up and get it together. You fishes have to just fry it on the pan and make some type of a sushi out of yourself. Just clean yourself up afterwards, that's all I ask for. And Aries, oh dear Lord, Aries, I love you very much. You guys are so determined. Please kick back and smoke a hooter. Okay, now back to you, Paul and Tony with the Punky Radio. Clito wants to sign off telling you guys that she really loves you there in Punky Land. And next time, Paul, I'm going to have to glue a mustache down there in my snatch area so I can smile much wider next time. Back to you, my Britos.
I love it. I just love it.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it?
It's incredibly bizarre, but I think it breaks up the show nicely.
It's nice, nice.
Thank you so much, Clito. I look forward to... What's going to be next, then? Aries, what's after Aries?
I'm rubbish. I don't know that...
It's Taurus.
I'm an Aquarian.
Taurus.
Really?
So we might get Taurus and Cancer. Next.
Oh.
Hopefully we'll get Taurus and Cancer. I don't really want Cancer next, but
no.
Hopefully we'll get Taurus and Cancer next. You know what I'm saying. Australian iTunes, mate. This is great. Thank you very much, Benny. I don't know how he got hold of it in America, but he sent us a screen capture of Australian iTunes. We do want... If you ever go on iTunes, if you can leave a review of Punky Radio, it would be really brilliant. You really help us out.
Yeah. If you can't find us on there, just give you to punkyradio.com and hit the iTunes link. It'll take you to our Punky page.
Just type in Punky to the search bit and we come up second.
Do we?
Yeah. On all things.
On all things second.
Yeah. It's
always the, number two.
It's the Bob Marley track, Punky Reggae Party, and then we're second. We're easily found. So anyway, we have one iTunes review in Australia. I'm surprised. I didn't know any of them could type. This is from,
but please vote and
yeah.
Stuff.
This is from Lynn.
Yes,
who was doing the podcast, but I don't think is anymore. But anyway, she's always liked our show. Lovely lady. Paulie B is a Down syndrome Aussie. Thanks. He will make you laugh so hard you will spill your beer. Also, some really awesome music. Tony is so funny. Poor guy, he gets verbally beat up every show. Brilliant podcast, 5 stars. Thank you very much.
I don't get beat up anymore.
Not to be sniffed at. So, Tony, have you got all the American iTunes to read out then?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot them today.
Yeah.
I'll bring them next week. It's been a bit of a rush. I've been away.
Oh, just leave it. I find the time. Do I? Yes, sir.
Yes, you do find the time.
I find the time.
But where's your watch?
I've got a magic head.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. Ask me what time it is now.
What time is it?
Chico time. Got ya!
Oh!
Got
me?
Yeah, because you used to say that all the time.
Did he? What, me?
Yeah, so what time is it? You go, it's Chico time.
Oh, yeah, I did dinner.
Yeah,
that was about when I was drinking.
Civ-ed. Right.
I was drinking back then.
I'm talking about Concrete Jungle again. I'm going to read it out again. There's still time. With the Concrete Jungle Festival only weeks away, spaces on the Chaos stage are disappearing fast. So get your band on at the first major punk festival 2007. Contact them. So actually, you can contact them through MySpace.
Yeah.
And they are on our MySpace top friends. And they will get you sorted out for a slot on the event that everyone, including Punky Radio, is talking about. they really want to showcase new and young bands, and what better way to do it than for them to play a major festival alongside punk icons such as Sham 69, Discharge, Vice Squad, Anti-Noah League, and the Cockney Rejects, and Verbal Warning, to name but a few. From the 20th to 22nd of April, so fortnight's time, basically, Concrete Jungle Festival in Canberra Sands, scene of my first ever sunburn, is hosting a Get Up and Play Today facility for any bands coming to the festival as paying guests. Tickets are £90 per person for 3 days of music and mayhem, plus all accommodation included, and all within easy staggering distance of all the facilities you could want. You can even bring your own beer. Get in. For further information, contact Una at jacktheladproductions.com, and Una is spelled O-O-N-A-G-H at jacktheladproductions.com. Or, should we give the phone number out? No. Don't miss out on your chance to perform to the festival crowds. Now, I do know tickets are selling very well for this.
Right.
And they've signed up a 3-year deal. I was talking to Una at the weekend. It was her 40th birthday.
Was it?
At the weekend, yeah.
Well,
and she invited me round to her house, but I got pissed watching the cricket and basically forgot to go.
Yes.
Oops. Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. I think this festival's going to be really, really good. And I think it's going to take off. It's going to do really well. And next year, they want us down heavily. They've invited us down this year.
But us down heavily?
Yeah. They want us to do loads down there.
Oh, okay.
Because they invited us down this year, but they left it too late. And we have other commitments.
We do.
Hey, punks. We sort things out more than a fortnight in advance.
Yeah.
It is a shame, though, because we were going to MC. They've got punk rock karaoke.
Oh, that'll
be
brilliant.
Yeah. There's loads going on. What they're doing, basically, is they're having a whole day of bands, and then the last few hours are kind of cabaret ridiculousness.
Right.
It's just going to be such a laugh. If you can go, do. And Pontins at Canberra Sands is all right as well, and Canberra Sands is a really nice beach. So it's like you can get a bit of sunbathing as well. It's nice, basically.
Cool.
And it's called Concrete Jungle. Right, Tony, I'm going to play another song now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To lose it, I feel it. I got no time to give a call. I feel it. I got no time to lose it. So I went down, feeling so easy. When it's all I got in the trouble to make, I'm on my way.
Classic Slide Shaker, Finland.
And at a false ending, but we weren't fooled.
I know, because we just do it last night.
We were laid back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well. Join a bottle of wine. Such a brilliant band. But Tony, what I want is they're from Finland. They're called Slide Shaker. They're signed to Bad Afro Records. And we made a mistake last week because when I said Sweatmaster, Sweatmaster now on a new label called Full Steam Records. Right. And I've got a lot of news about them coming up. I just love the Finns.
Yes, you do.
I have an irrational love, unconditional love of all things Finnish.
Yeah,
I do. I just love them. I love the Finns, man. What is Slide Shaker's website?
Slideshaker.dk.
Slideshaker.com. Where'd you get .dk from? They're Finnish.
That was DK. Oh, right.
Which bit of all my Finland stuff did you...
Well, .com, it's not really screaming Finnish, is it?
Such a mong.
Hey? Mong.
Well, yeah, but to give them a Danish website is ridiculous. Of all the countries in Europe. Go, they're Finnish. Oh, they must have a Danish website. I know, admittedly, they are signed to a Danish record label. Badafro.dk. But that doesn't mean...
Well, that's where I was going with that. But okay.
Oh, no.
All right. I'll go back to my monk status.
Geography boy.
Cunt.
Go back to your bubble. Go back to your bubble and stop calling me rude names.
My bubble's been burst.
I called you a bungaloid. That was all. Where does a bungaloid live? In a mongolo. Your bubble's been burst, has it?
Yeah, I watched American History X at the
right.
weekend.
Oh, did you?
Oh.
Did you find stuff out then?
It wasn't nice.
Did you find stuff out?
It's a sick, twisted world we live in.
You found stuff out. Oh, no.
I'll go back to Charmed.
I love Slide Shaker. Yeah. It's not...
Sunshine's every day.
Even you said today Charmed was rubbish.
It might be rubbish.
Poetry Corner time, yeah! After saying last week we haven't got any Poetry Corners, I've had three in. Which is good, so we're doing one this week, but please do keep sending them. If you write a poem, it can be punky inspired or about anything at all, as long as it's a bit funny, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner, or, as the lovely Alan did, titling your email, I've got a lovely set of roller skate brakes.
Nice.
Thought that might get your attention. This is actually for Poetry Corner. Right now, I wrote this a couple of weeks ago after working a 12-hour shift and from being up since 4. It seems my mind is more poetic when I'm about to pass out from exhaustion. But the only reason I even thought of you guys was I was catching up on last week's show, and where I had worked that day was the British Isles show in Toronto. So I had been surrounded by limeys all day. Right, here goes. A fart in a tree from Paulie B and this week's punky had arrived. Can you smell that odour? One said, bragging. Go on then, open the door, replied Tony, gagging. Dear God, man, what did you eat this morning? The final egg, said Paul B, groaning. Surely not the one in the crisper. Of course, why not, says Paul in a whisper. That was the one I was going to save. Why on earth did you want to keep one egg? To throw at that one special chick. What, the final one on your possibility list? Milky Pants, Aardvark, on to the next song. Oh, what's the matter, Tony? Don't you want the world to know you wear a thong? You, never mind, you weren't supposed to tell. Oh, well, I guess I will end up in hell. Did you just send a picture to me? But of course, I want to remember our happy times in our tree. Delete! So are you feeling better? Yeah, better than the Belgian turd cutter. So here the chatter stops, the records play. A poog rings out, and Tony is left to drink through another day. Yeah, I know it's not very good, but I was bored, so fuck off. Right, talk to you later, Alan.
That's nice.
What a lovely poem.
I like it.
Don't scan very well.
No.
Online, if you're going to get technical about it.
You are a bit of a...
I don't think she's going to be the next Canadian laureate. But thank you very much. We've had two other very... One poem that we got just before it came out today.
Right.
Piss funny.
Really?
But thank you, Alan. That's a lovely poem. And if Tony ever gets his head around to doing any work for this show again at all, might even make it on the website. You never know. Right.
If you email it to me, it will happen.
All right. And there's a few thousand people who just heard you say that as well. It will be emailed to you this evening.
All right.
As will some of the others that I'll resend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right resending.
Right then.
Do you want to bet on that?
Last weekend, I did my gig in Hitchin Lectures. My gig in Hitchin was fantastic. It was Good Friday. I was worried about the numbers. I had nothing to fear. We just let absolutely everyone in. Hooray! There was over 200 people there and they had a great time. I thought this bodes well for Saturday. Saturday came along with gigging lectures, 30 people there.
Yeah.
Absolute shame. But two of the people there were my special friends, Tony and the lady.
Yes.
Yes.
I took a lady out.
You took a lady out. One punch. And I sat you on the front row and then you were humiliated for the rest of the evening by the comedians. I am sorry about that.
Can I call you weird words again?
No, you weren't my fault.
It was a little bit your fault, though, wasn't
and
it?
And you were out of order when one of them said, why do you sit on the front row? Most people would have said something like, Paul said, or, oh, it's Paul's. What would it be in my gig that I'd let you in for nothing?
You sat on the front
for
row.
For nothing. But what did you say?
That left-handed twat with the guitar.
Mr. Bitter, your lady friend took it far better than you did.
Okay.
I thought she was very nice, understanding and realised what was going on and was just having a lovely time. But no, spiteful Mr. Bitchy over there has to make... I didn't say anything bad about you. So,
fair enough. Yeah.
Left-handed trap, look at that. But anyway...
It made me smile.
Between the two gigs was Felix and Charlie's wedding, yes, that I went to on Saturday morning. I witnessed it because I'm always looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was party to a rather bizarre cheese conversation where one of the other people who was a witness had the surname Rochfort. R-O-C-H-F-O-R-T. Rochfort. And she had to sign before me. And what you do is when you sign to witness the thing and you say, yeah, I saw that. You sign your name and then the registrar asks you, what name did you write down so I can write it down? And obviously you say your name. So she said, Rochfort, right? She went, Rochford? She went, no, Rochfort. Rochford? No, Rochfort. With a T. With a D? No, with a T. Oh, Rochfort. Oh, the cheese. Oh, the next time I have the cheese, I'll think of you. Oh, all this talk of cheese is making me hungry. Look, first of all, woman, Rochfort is the cheese, not Rochfort. You started the conversation about cheese. Just get out of my fucking way and let me sign Paul Edwards. With a T. Right, so that was that. And also, Charlie got Felix's name wrong.
Yeah.
And said, I take Ian. No, Felix! That was funny. It was like an East End wedding at one point. But there was a lovely Czech girl there who's been at the Comedy in Hitchin before and is a convert to Punky. She listens to Punky every week. And I believe she's called Yolanda. I think it's either Yolanda or Yolanda. I am sorry, Yolanda, if you're listening, but if you hadn't said the things you said, you wouldn't be getting a mention now anyway. So, but she said, yeah, I listened to Punky last week. A bit average, wasn't it?
Really?
Pardon? She said, it's a bit average. She went, oh, I thought it was a good one. And then she sort of backtracked. Went, no, they're not. She said, they're normally all so brilliant.
Right.
And they seem to get better every week, but that one didn't.
Oh.
I went, all right, I thought it was a really good show. If you thought last week's show was average, why not email tony@punkyradio.com and why not call him a right-handed twat with a guitar? I was going to talk about the cricket team, but we haven't got time.
Okay.
Why don't you talk about T-shirts?
Okay, we have a cafe press merchandise.
Oh, yeah, when will you be doing something about that, by the way, Tony? When you email me it. Can't you think for yourself?
No.
Ooh,
who's got your knickers in a twist?
You have.
Oh, really? Why's that?
Because you're a big tit.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that, can you, really?
Fair duster.
We have a cafe press store. cafepress.com/punkyradio. You can also get this through punkyradio.com and hit the store link.
Hit the store link. That's a dead 60s,
T-shirts
by the way.
On there and two thongs.
Two thongs?
As usual.
Is that two thong Arizona?
Yeah. As usual, if you want something adding to it, like a mug or a clock or any of the things that Cafe Press do, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your request. And hopefully I can acquiesce.
Yes, hopefully you will acquiesce rather than being so difficult and shirty.
I'm not difficult and shirty.
Speaking of difficult and shirty, Valdez. This band are from Bristol. We've played them before. We've played Side of Violence, Side of War. And we're going to play the first track from their album, Exception Becomes the Rule. These boys are full on. We had to listen to this right the way through last night, didn't we? Going, fucking hell, they don't muck about. What I want to know is... Now, what do I want to know? Yeah, what I want to know is, what's their website?
Valdez.com.
CiderCityRecords.com. I've buried you this week. That's 3-1, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
That's 3-1. There's no way back. We could make the last one for 2 points, maybe. Nah.
It's 3-1. What song is this? Is this song 5?
Oh, no. Is it 4-1, then? It's 4-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 4-1, mate.
Yeah, I think so.
No way back.
That's fine.
Not even with the last one for 2 points. This is the first track from the album, and they will be on our MySpace Top Friends, and we like Valdez, and go and see him. There you go. There's an advert. Oh, actually, I'm gonna help you out here. Cider City Records is their record label's website. I'm gonna give you another chance, Dane.
Right. Could you find the website?
What is Valdez website?
Valdez Band.com.
No, Valdez.org.uk. Mixing that rocks, doesn't it?
Yes.
This is a quite a strong finish to the show, I feel.
Sprint to the end.
This is the Panic Smashers, of course. I completely forgot to read these out before. Emails, messages, man.
Cool.
If you have something interesting to say to us, you're not on MySpace, whatever, you just want to get in touch, email paulieb@punkyradio.com or
tony@punkyradio.com.
Well remembered.
I just think then. So many email addresses. So many minds.
Two brilliant ones to read out. First one's from Evil Deshi, the genius goat herder. Yo, you fucks, ain't heard from you in a while. Here is an update. We got syndicated, yay, with Spodtronic. I think that's Podtronic, he's having love. But, and they have currently 3 million subscribers. And Wicked Radio is being listed as a major station to be streamed to cell phones around the world. Just thought you guys would be happy to know that. Yes, we are.
Yes. We think so.
Let's see whether this has any effect on voting. Because the thing is, most people, if they can get... And the thing is, if they can download a show to their phone, they could probably get access to the internet on their phone as well.
Yeah.
So they can probably vote for us.
Well, if only a small percentage of that huge amount of people voted...
Half a percent.
We'd be all right.
We're top.
If but half a
We're
percent.
Top, but half a percent.
Yes.
Cell phone and mobile phone users of the world. Vote Punky at Podcast Alley. Won't take long, and it's a bit of a laugh. And you can say, I'm voting for my cell phone. And we'll be all excited. Let's see if that ever happens. Jet.
Yes.
Jet 13 Records, UK subs.
Yep.
Got in touch last week. And he said this. Ha, Tony, fuck a top player of Second One Bus.
What?
Private joke. He said, at Tony, the guitar player of Sick on the Bus wedding. Are you in Sick on the Bus?
No. Probably.
At Tony, the guitar player of Sick on the Bus wedding about a month ago, Charlie Harper, legendary punk rocker lead singer of UK subs now in his 60th year, kept walking up to people saying, have you heard of Punky Radio? Check it out. Come on. By the way, the subs are recording new stuff at the moment. Already recorded everything except guitar solos. UK subs track called Warhead is featured in a film called This Is England, which is coming out in April. That's this month. So we have recorded a new version. Also, I Live in a Car, plus three new songs. We'll release it as CD around summertime. Have to wait for Charlie to come back to record an interview to add that to the as an MPEG on the CD. So we might be able to play out the Charlie Harper interview as well. We'll let you know more about this. Thanks again for playing our stuff. We'll listen to the show tomorrow. Jet. Charlie Harper's walking around telling everyone Punky Radio's great. That makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be good soon because he'll be able to get the Buster gigs.
Yeah.
He's only about 4 years off.
He's actually just turned 60.
I think he's just turned 60 this year, yeah. Mm. I think, yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday for them, Mr. Harper Saar.
Aye.
I'm going. Have you got anything planned for the weekend?
No. I'm going to stay in.
Are you?
And probably
quietly
do something. Quietly, yes. Might watch some Charmed.
Might watch some Charmed.
Maybe I'll buy the box set.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to Bahrain.
Oh, yes.
I'll fly Thursday night. I'm glad. I thought I was going to be flying on Friday the 13th to a Middle Eastern country from Heathrow. I thought they might as well just strap the fucking bomb to me now. It's all right. I'll go Thursday night. Get there 6:30 Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the hotel all day. Do the gig at night. Play through.
Yeah.
Hang one on. Back at the airport 8 o'clock the next morning. Home for tea. That's the plan. But we've been having a few issues. They've got to get them. My guitar needs a visa.
Why?
What's that all about then?
I don't know.
Why does my guitar need a visa? I don't know, but it did mean that we were about an hour later doing this today than we should have been.
Was that what you've been doing?
Because I had to go into town to get my passport photocopied and then faxed over to Bahrain so they can start sorting out my guitar's visa.
Weird.
In time for Thursday. It's running a bit late. If my guitar doesn't get a visa, it won't be allowed into the country. And I'll have to learn some Middle Eastern instruments very quickly.
Well, you have to stay in some kind of, like, cage at the airport.
My guitar might get quarantined.
Yeah.
That'd be bad. But I'm going to Bahrain. And I'm quite excited, because, you know, have we spoken about this on the show? Let me go.
We mentioned last week you were doing it, but you not really said why.
Right, OK. It's a stand-up comedy show for expats in an Irish pub.
Right.
JJ's Irish Pub. Should you be in the Bahrain area on Friday night, why not head down to JJ's Irish Pub and you can watch me and a couple of other fellas. It's a full show. I'm doing a 40-minute set, extended.
Extended?
Extended, oh yeah. And I'm a bit concerned because you get... If you break the law in Middle Eastern countries, the bit you've broken the law with, they cut off, don't they? I can see myself coming back without a tongue. I'm a bit concerned about my fruity language. But yeah, I'm also quite excited about doing a gig in Bahrain. Because I can add that to the list of weird places I've done gigs. A fortnight on a theme park in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Nice.
The Amsterdam Comedy Festival. Interesting.
Cool.
A week in Singapore in the middle of summer. Very fucking hot.
Right.
And interesting. Week of gigs in the US. Customs don't know about that. I'd like to leave it that way.
Interesting.
They might do now. Bit late. I'm back. What else have I done? Gig Ireland. Quite a lot. Interesting. All over the UK. Interesting. Bahrain.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Bahrain. All right then. Bahrain. That's what I'll say when I get off. If it's drizzling, do you think it will be? Think it'll be
Let's
drizzling
so.
In Bahrain? And I can go, Bahrain. Now, what was the reason I said that? There's another place, isn't there, that you say something when you get off?
Yeah, there was Lowestoft. What was the other one?
No, not. Hellowestoft, that's when you get it. No, there's somewhere you can fly to and when you get off the plane, because it's hot. Why can't I remember? Oh, no. I've completely lost it. If you can remember what I'm talking about, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email. I can remember what you're talking about, Paul.
Yes.
Old age, isn't it?
Probably. We're both not getting any younger.
No, it's like you go, aha, or da-ha,
or
something, isn't
it? I remember the conversation.
Yeah, what was it, though?
No, I can't remember.
Where was it? You get off the plane and go... If you know what you get off the plane and say,
I'm not going to remember.
Email paulieb at punkyradio.com, type in your email. I know what you say when you get off the plane. Right, Tone, can you say something in seconds?
Yeah.
Any little messages for loved ones?
No. My dad's birthday. Happy birthday, my dad, but he wouldn't be listening to the podcast.
No, let's hope not.
No, not really. Don't forget the BT Podshow page, which is on punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Please create yourself a BT Podshow account. It's free, and it's clearly better than MySpace. So let's face it, it's not hard, is it? And you can leave
it's
us a
good
comment.
Way into the show. Go
comments, reviews, you can do all that
There's
kind
all
of stuff with us. You can
and
dig us, because we're cool.
And you can see our celebrity fans.
Exactly.
Like Tracy Ullman
like
and the
Tracy
Kooks.
Ullman. And who's the other one? Not Jack. Ask the...
Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze? Or was it Chris Gifford?
No, Jackass. What's the other one, the show?
Dirty Sanchez,
then.
Yeah, our mate, our friends from Dirty Sanchez, they listen every week, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Great show, I think we're funny.
Yeah, Squeeze, listen.
Yeah.
Brilliant, really.
Yeah. It's nice, I like it.
I like having all these famous celebrities.
3 million
listeners.
Subscribers.
3 million subscribers, yeah.
Can't be one, can they?
You think not?
Well,
they're not subscribing, are they?
I don't know.
3 million listeners.
Hmm.
Wouldn't it be great if we had 3 million listeners, Tone? I would actually feel we'd achieved something rather than having largely wasted the last 2 years fucking about.
I don't know.
Should we play the last song?
Yes.
The Loose Screws. Played them before.
Yep.
Hardest lead singer in the world, remember?
Oh, that. Yes.
Hardest looking. Well, not hardest looking. Hardest lead singer
all
in the world.
All I can say is that.
And they are on Hairball 8 Records. You might remember we did a Hairball 8 special.
Mm.
And just for the record, their website is hairball8.com. Mm. But what I want to know is, what is the Loose Screws MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LooseScrews.
No, it's MySpace.com/TheLooseScrews.
Oh.
It's 5-1. It's an absolute drubbing. This is up there with your 5.5 to 1/2.
Yeah, it's nearly.
Nearly.
But 5.5 to 1/2.
I'm going to have to do you 6-0 at some point.
You what? You don't do me anything like that.
All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, you can turn. This is
I don't know. You
fair
dare.
Duster. This is the last track on their album, Have Another Brew, and it's called Boozed Up and Burnt Out, and it goes something like this. Nice. That's a full-on finish. And I think that's a good way to finish the show, boozed up and burnt out.
Mm.
Great way to finish the album, great way to finish the show. Thank you very much for listening. Next week on the show, we've got a guest in.
Yes.
Now, this is, apparently, this week's show or next week's show would be the first anniversary of the Joe special. and someone wants us to call it Joe Day, and I just don't.
No.
Let it go. She's the past.
Yeah, something like, yeah, it was about a year ago. Something's there's years worth of shows then now on BT Podshow.
The long and the short of it is, she works for the radio station that sacked us, so yeah. We can't really have her on, so just let it go, all right? We have. Oh, what happened then? Maybe that was just in my headphones because I wobbled my headphones about.
No, it was in mine as well.
It was in yours as well. Oh, well, there was a little jump there, wasn't there? So, next week's show. Next week's show, Catman's from Manchester 2. Looking forward to having him in. He may or may not have a couple of mates with him. We don't know yet. We don't really know what's going to happen.
Is it a music special as well? Or just having them on and playing
normal
music?
We'll be playing some Manchester 2 tracks, yeah. So, you might want to go to their page now. We'll stick them on a website or something. I don't know. Please do vote for us, Podcast Alley. Very important. If you can, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much to Hottie Skunk and Wicked Radio for doing so much to help us out as well. Feel free to leave a review for us at whatever iTunes you're on.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in a country we don't know about, you'll have to screen capture it and email it to us. But we still like, if you'd like it read out. But you help us out. Every single review we get on iTunes keeps us featured somewhere or other. And it's just good for all of us. And if we get a load of listeners, so do the bands. That's the long and short of it. The reason that we beg for votes and everything is because we want to get the bands out there.
Yes.
Yes, we do, Tony. Got anything else you want to say?
No.
All right, Poe's the Poetry Corner. Paulie B at punkyray.com. Also, I haven't got a judgmental. If you want to get me into my alter ego with my cinnamon gum, make sure you send me something to judge to judgmental at Paulie B at punkyray.com.
Don't forget your twats to me.
Don't
Tony
forget
at punkyray.com. Because I haven't got many left.
I look forward to seeing all of you in Bahrain on Friday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! I would love it if someone turned up to Bahrain in a punky t-shirt. Can't see it happening.
No, not really, no.
Can't see it happening. No. Oh, well, fuck that.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.